Police in the far north say it's likely a man mauled in Pangaroo was not attacked by his own dogs. Neville Thompson was found dead at his property on Thursday. 25 dogs have been rounded up as police investigate the death. Thompson's family says their dad was taken advantage of by an old friend who was staying with him at the time. Anei te kairi poata a Sam Oli no te tai tukuro.
Natalia Moore says her father opened up his home to a friend who was having a tough time. The friend brought a large group of pet dogs too.
He had some issues that he was trying to support him with. And part of that though, which was the annoying fact, because he had so many dogs, he wasn't feeding them. And I just found out that the dogs that attacked our dad hadn't been fed for like 3 days.
Now she wants answers. But the border, she says, has not spoken to her whānau.
My heart sits with the fact that this man's a coward. He had ample opportunity to reach out to us. He could have made a statement, he could have apologised, he could have done something. His animals, they destroyed our family. Not only did they take our dad, they've gone and taken part of our childhood, which is our family home. How do we return back there knowing that that went on?
69-year-old Neville Thompson, a father and grandfather, had lived in Pangaroo for decades. He owned 2 dogs but was keeping them indoors, away from the visitors. His children say they were found locked up when emergency services arrived at the scene. Police and animal control rounded up 25 neo-mastiff crosses and bulldog crosses outside and took them to the Far North District Council's animal shelter. Another dog was shot at the scene. Police say 3 aggressive dogs escaped, but they've been found and also put down. Neville's body has now been returned to his family after a post-mortem.
You know, waiting those days to even just see his face, it was just unbearable.
Like
being so close yet so far away from him. And then when we did get to see him, shock and horror. He didn't look like our dad, but he was our dad.
Tamati Kapua Thompson says his father adored animals and people should know his pets were well cared for.
He had pet magpies over the years, Clydesdales, he had pet pigs, chickens, and they were all our pets. We looked after them. He loved animals.
Tamati Kapua says his father's generosity to a friend backfired on him.
He was a man that just... His doors was always open to anyone, regardless of who you were, what you did. He didn't care. He cared about what he was looking at and what you showed him, what you showed to him. If you needed help, he was there.
RNZ asked police today if they'd spoken to Neville Thompson's border. They would not say, but they are investigating. His funeral will be held tomorrow. A Give a Little page has been set up to help with costs.